most ridiculous and craziest ever podcast for us here on The Daily Juice. I'm your host, Matt Peralt, here off of bettingpros.com, and you guys are probably wondering why this sounds so different and why there's no intro music and, well, what's going on? Well, unfortunately, so when you have COVID-19, some of you might know this, but I had COVID-19 in June and there can be some issues. And so I was having some chest pain and not a great situation. So we went to the hospital and they are holding me overnight here in the hospital. They're going to do a stress test tomorrow on my heart due to inflammation that they fear might be happening. And I'm fine. You hear from my voice. I'm okay. But this is definitely not where I thought I would be doing the podcast today. But, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I know that communities grow by keeping up with the podcast. And so you guys are really important to me, and I've loved all the interactions on Twitter, and I've loved all the interactions, you guys leaving some great reviews for me to read on Apple Podcasts and on Stitcher, and you guys trying to win the autographed Dalvin Cook jersey, which is still up for grabs until the 15th of August by just sending that screenshot to contest@bettingpros.com. Those have poured in over the last couple of days, and so I thought, hey, let's figure out a way of recording this podcast on my phone and see if we can get it up, because we went 3-1 yesterday and we got a huge break by a gigantic 3-run home run in the Padres game against the Rockies that forced the Rockies to actually have to bat in the bottom of the ninth inning. They lost the game, but we didn't care. We wanted the 5.5 and we got that by them scoring 2 runs in the bottom of the ninth. They lost the game, but bang, our over 5.5 hits. We got the easy cover by the Magic laying 3.5 in their opener against the Brooklyn Nets, and we're going to fade the Nets every time they play, and we're going to do those first half numbers a lot with that team because they are really, really bad. And in the second half, they were worse than the first half, but in the first half, they weren't very good either. So it was not a good performance at all for Brooklyn, as we expected. As I told you, got the under 2.5 wins out of them. The Magic get their first victory. And then we got a really nice victory on our third play, on our third NBA play, by going with the over for the Celtics and the Bucks, which hit pretty easily in the fourth quarter. Those two were going back and forth like crazy. So it was a day of overs. And really, we should have gone 4-0 because the Red Sox scored one damn run. One. They hit a solo shot in the top of the third inning, and that was the only scoring they did, and they lost 5-1, and we bet the Yankees to score first. So just a frustrating night on that one, but 3-1, a good mark. I know one of you guys who reached out to me on Twitter said that you couldn't find that who scores first prop, and you just bet the Yankees to win. So nice job out of you. That's a 4-0 mark. Really, really cool stuff. So you're going to have to forgive me. I'm not going to go into as in-depth as I normally would when it comes to why I'm playing these picks, but I had to get my picks out to you guys because, well, look, it's a UFC card tonight, and I don't know how long I'm going to be in the hospital. I know I'm supposed to go home tomorrow, but there's a chance that I would be still here by the time the UFC card starts, and that would tick me off, and there's some day baseball games as well, and you know, I just didn't want to have to miss this, so I really wanted to try to get something out. It's not going to be 15 minutes. It's not going to be a 15-minute podcast, but this is just me kind of going, hey, I love doing this podcast for Betting Pros. We're building something really special, and I wanted to do this. So even though it sounds funny and it's not normal, I wanted to give you guys the plays that I've already made here sitting in my hospital room. I wish it was a hotel. Sitting in my hospital room here in Las Vegas, waiting for my blood to be drawn here at midnight. So that's why I'm still awake here at 11:30 Pacific time for our podcast. So here are the plays I have made coming up here for Saturday night. And again, hopefully I'm home Saturday night and I can drop this on Sunday morning and we can have a very normal podcast. But here are the four plays I'm making so far on the week. We're 7-5. Got a nice little bump. We're positive in the plus for wins, for units, and we're doing well here. So this is the last, tomorrow's the first day of August. I'll see if I can get a full, I know Betting Pros are keeping track of the units, so I'll see where we are here for the month of July. Hopefully by tomorrow's podcast, I'll be able to tell you a little bit more about that. But let's start in baseball, and we're going to go back to our good friend Trevor Bauer and the Reds. And the Reds are playing the Tigers. Michael Fulmer going on the other side. Trevor Bauer is going to be a dynamic pitcher during this 60-game schedule. He worked out incredibly hard. He looked great in his first matchup, in his first outing. Pitched incredibly well. And we're going to go back to the well here and look at the Reds on the run line. And I think the Reds, look, they're 2-5. They're a better baseball team than this, okay? They just are. And they need to get going. Their offense is starting to turn a corner, I think. So I'm going to take the Reds on the run line, laying minus 115 on the run line against the Tigers to win by more than one run coming up. I think they'll hit Michael Fulmer pretty hard. I think Trevor Bauer is going to be dynamic, 6-7 innings. He was furious when they took him out after 6 innings, I believe it was, on his first start. I think they'll probably let him go longer than that. He'll probably go 6 or 7 at least coming up here against the Tigers. So Reds on the run line, minus 115. That's my only baseball play. If you want to take the Red Sox to beat the Yankees today, I don't think that's horrible because, to be honest, the Red Sox Yankees always go back and forth. I'm not gonna bet it, but that's a lean. If you want a baseball lean, Red Sox to beat the Yankees, because Zach Godley looks pretty good and he's starting. And Tanaka as a pitcher the Red Sox have hit historically pretty well. So that's a game maybe if you want to throw some extra, if you want an extra pick, if you will. I think the Red Sox probably do beat the Yankees today, but we're not gonna run with that just because, well, the Red Sox are bad. So I'm not gonna have that be an official play. So Reds run line, minus 115, is our only official baseball play. All right, to the UFC we go. Another one of these crazy cards. If you're a diehard UFC fan, I get it. You're going to dive deep into these. And I thought long and hard about betting on Vicente Luque in his fight against Randy Brown. He's laying, it's minus 200, though. And Luque didn't look very good in his last fight. So I'm a little concerned why he's turning around and fighting this soon, this quickly. And it might be because the company wants to make him up and have him look better. So I think Luque wins. And I don't think it's a horrible idea if you want to take Shabazzian, if you want to take a parlay of Shabazzian laying minus 350 and Luque together, you can do a parlay there if you want. That's not a horrible play. It's not going to be an official play here for the podcast, but that's not a bad way if you want to approach those two big heavy favorites, because I think they both do win their fights. I'm not entirely confident to go and say, go ahead and lay the 200. You basically are going to get, I think it's even money. I think it is. At the last time I pulled that up. So Shabazzian to win and Luque to win. Combo, if you want to try that, not bad. But the official play for UFC Fight Night in the main event is going to be Shabazzian against Brunson, and we're going to take the over 1.5 rounds. It's only a 3-round fight, okay? Shabazzian's 11-0, 10 fights won by knockout. 10 fights won by knockout. And a guy who has a ton of hype. Everyone's talking about this young kid. He's really young. I believe he's still the third youngest fighter on the UFC roster, taking on a veteran in Derek Brunson. Here's the thing. I think when a veteran takes on a rookie, it's a chance to teach him a lesson. It's a chance to get him. And I think that Shabazzian will win, maybe on the scorecards. I think this is a fight where Brunson, he could get knocked out, but I think he gets knocked out in the second or the third round. I don't think this is going to be a quick knockout, even with a fight that's going to be in the 5-foot smaller octagon at the Apex here in Las Vegas. I still think this fight's going to go a little bit longer than 1.5 rounds. Everyone's going to come in and pound Shabazzian because of his record and because his average fight only goes 4 minutes. But I think it does go into the later part of round two, into the maybe in round three, or maybe into the cards. So official play is going to be Shabazzian versus Brunson. We're taking the over 1.5 rounds on even money on that for the main event at UFC Fight Night here in Las Vegas. All right, two NBA plays we're going to get to. And look, the NBA was crazy on Friday. Overs, overs, overs. We hit our over with the Bucks and the Celtics. But, I mean, this is where the first day was unders, second day was overs. There's going to be an overcorrection from the public. Everyone's going to bet overs again because everyone just made a lot of money. So everyone's going to come in and hammer. I'm actually on two unders here coming up. Let's start with the Lakers and the Raptors. The Raptors are one of the best defensive teams in the entire NBA. And a lot of people don't know that. And they play north of the border. So there's some discrepancy as to whether or not the Raptors really are respected. But the Lakers, they just played a war against the Clippers. They played really hard. And it was surprising to see how many minutes LeBron played, how many minutes Anthony Davis played. That was a message game. They wanted that game, and they won. But now, on the other side, I don't know how much how many minutes LeBron plays, how many minutes Anthony Davis plays. They can basically throw it into coast now, and they know they're going to be the number one seed. It's pretty much just, let's just go play basketball with some exhibition games. So I think the under 216 happens. The Raptors are really good defensively, like I said, and I just think they're going to slow the pace down. They're not going to run with the Lakers. So we're going to play the under on the Lakers and the Raptors, under 216 at minus 110. And then one more under, the Heat and the Nuggets both really play slow. These are two of the top five slowest teams in the NBA playing each other. And this number seems a little bit high, and you might even get it higher than 211 as these numbers creep up by the time game time comes around. I just think this is going to be kind of a slow basketball game. The Nuggets want to play slow, and Bol Bol can't run, right? I mean, he looks really good. When he's on the floor, they aren't going to run around. They're not going to run up and down with him all that often. So I like the size of the Nuggets. I mean, Jimmy Butler's a great player for the Heat, don't get me wrong, but I just don't think these two teams get up into, you know, both of them way over 100 points. I think they're going to be right around 100 each of them. So I'm going to take the under 211 for the Heat and the Nuggets at minus 110. All right, so like I said, we went 3-1 yesterday. Let's keep the streak going here. 2-2, 3-1. So not a bad little stretch that we're on here from a run perspective. So once again, we're talking Reds run line minus 115. The over for the main event for Shabazzian and Brunson. Lakers Raptors under 216. Heat Nuggets under 211. I'm Matt Perrault. I'm in a hospital bed, hospital room, recording a podcast on my phone. This sounds different. I know. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully everything's fine with me, but I had to do this for you guys. I had to get this out. I had to keep it rolling, and you know, hospitals be damned. I'm going to get this thing out to you guys to be able to be a part of it. So I'm sorry for the no music, no fun stuff, but you can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Make sure you're leaving those reviews and sending in the screenshots contest at bettingpros.com to get that Dalvin Cook autographed jersey that we'll give away coming up on August the 16th. Hopefully, cross your fingers, everything's going good, and hopefully we keep this win streak going here. We have another big night for us, big day for us on a Saturday. So from that, I will talk to you hopefully tomorrow morning, back in our normal setup, back in my house. But thanks for listening to this very special edition of the Daily Juice here off bettingpros.com.